I'm just so curious. I mean, do you hear sounds just walking down the street and in your mind identify what the tones are?
I'd say I don't usually do that, but I could if I had to. If it's, you know, I mean, sometimes like a bus engine or an airplane engine is maybe a little low to identify, but that's not something that I really hear most of the time.
You don't compulsively do a Beautiful Mind thing where you just can't help it?
No.
Got it. Well, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX. I'm here with Andy Leung, who's in the second violin section at the Seattle Symphony. So how would you define perfect pitch for somebody who's never heard of it?
So I think perfect pitch is this concept that if you have perfect pitch, you can kind of pick out exact pitches of, or an exact note of different sounds that you hear primarily, you know, played on instruments. So if you were to sit at a piano and play a note, I could tell you the name of that note.
Oh, well, that's funny you should say that, because producer Kevin Kinesa happens to be sitting at the piano here. Could you sort of like not look? Here, do this.
Okay.
Put your hand there. Okay, Kevin's going to play a note, and could you just let us know what it is?
It is an A.
That is correct.
That is an E. That is a G sharp or an A flat.
So that's, how long have you been able to do that?
Almost for as long as I can remember. I started playing violin at the age of 5, and I think it was always something that I remember having.
Did you realize that it was something special when you were a kid?
I don't think I thought too much about it. It wasn't, you know, something that someone was like, oh, you have perfect pitch, that's amazing. It was just something that I guess I just had and lived with.
So a piano note is one thing. Mm-hmm. There's a finite number of notes on the piano keyboard, mm-hmm. and they're set to standard pitches. Mm-hmm. But how far does it go? If someone's just humming, could you? Mm-hmm. Could I just hum a random note?
Sure.
Okay.
I think it's about an F.
About an F?
Yeah. We'll say exactly an F. Sorry to sound so rude.
That's so fascinating. And so do you, in what ways does it help you as a musician and as a violinist?
I think there's a number of different ways that it helps you. But I think in terms of playing violin, sometimes, you know, we have to play very high and have these big shifts and kind of leaps up to such a small instrument. And being able to kind of hear before I get there where the note is in my head, I think really helps me identify and play, you know, fast passages and stuff like that.
How common is this in your world? Like the Seattle Symphony violinists, about how many would you say have perfect pitch?
I haven't polled people, but I would say maybe 20% of people have it.
So it's still, even in the symphony, it's still a minority.
Yeah.
Have there ever been any times in your life outside of, you know, sitting in the orchestra chair where it has been of use to have perfect pitch?
I think it's kind of just like a cool party trick. Most of the times people are like, oh, you have perfect pitch. And then they'll find, you know, whatever object or whatever instrument they have. And they're like, tell me what note this is. And it's like, it really.
And you don't mind. You don't mind showing that off for people.
No.
You don't feel like they're making you dance.
The reactions are always fun to get out of people. So
just a couple more things. I wonder if we could hit you up for a guess on the tone for. This first one is, it's a beep that we use pretty regularly to beep out bad words.
Okay. It's about a B, maybe a little higher than a B, but yeah.
Oh, right on the money. This is a song, a recorded song, and I wonder if you could tell us what key it's in.
Okay. I think that's an E major. Hopefully.
If not, you'll be hearing from Eddie Vedder. Well, thank you so much, Andy. We really appreciate you telling us a little bit more about what it's like to have perfect pitch and about playing in the symphony.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for having me.